People with HIV are living longer than ever before, but secondary illnesses could be an issue. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Allison Webel, assistant professor of nursing at Case Western Reserve University, discusses how improving lifestyle behaviors in HIV patients could help mitigate the risk of these diseases.
Today, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that there are 1.2 million people living with HIV in the United States, and approximately 50,000 Americans are newly infected with HIV every year. Thanks to treatment advances, people living with HIV can and do live long and full lives, which has led to the healthy, aging HIV patient. There are lots of reasons for this, but the main one is the development of effective, simple anti-HIV medications, which can be taken once a day. These medicines are redefining what it means to live a healthy life with HIV. Today, people living with HIV are going to college, working, volunteering, getting married, and having children. They are not only having children, they are also having grandchildren. 1/4 of people living with HIV in the United States are age 55 years or older. Yet even with effective treatment, HIV is now a risk factor for secondary illnesses such as cardiovascular disease, cancer, kidney disease, and bone diseases like osteoporosis. Our work is focused on how to improve lifestyle behaviors in people living with HIV and examining the effects of these behaviors on their secondary illnesses. For example, in my research in older adults living with HIV, we found that they want to engage in activities that would minimize the risk of these health conditions like exercise or eating a healthy diet, but that it can be hard to do when balancing their HIV-related self-management work, such as medical or laboratory appointments, tracking symptoms, and taking medication. Yet exercise and diet are rarely addressed in the HIV primary care visit, missing a great opportunity to evaluate and encourage these behaviors. New work is needed to test strategies to improve and sustain health-promoting behaviors tailored to the unique needs of older adults living with HIV. Given the increase in illness and health conditions in this population, the need for these types of interventions is vital.
That was Allison Webel of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. Thank you.